This is Twit.
Hey, let's talk about dual screen phones.
All right.
Not foldable phones.
Okay, because there's a difference.
But dual screen phones. In fact, I think Juan Bagnell, who was on the show last week, mentioned this device, the LG G8X. Not a Z, but an X.
He was talking about the LG V50.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So these are actually different, okay. but same, but different, right?
So messed up.
Right?
So sorry.
This is like evolution, maybe? I don't know.
Okay, well, okay. David got to play with it. So, David, in fact, you wrote about it. You didn't just play with it. You went hands-on. You manhandled this thing. I mean, you're...
Okay. Whoa, okay.
I want to hear your thoughts. Is the dual screen fold-out approach, is it better or worse than the foldable screen approach? I want to hear your thoughts.
Not stupid. It doesn't make any sense at all. Like, I as soon as I pick this thing up, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is another one of those LG harebrained schemes. And so the thing that struck me immediately was, like, I still have in a box somewhere a ZTE Axon M. And I'm like, That was actually probably better than this in terms of execution. And it's 2 years old and it was still terrible. So I look at the G8X and I see is that LG's executives are like, we must have a device that competes with the Galaxy Fold. And then the engineers are like, great, we'll get right on it. And then the executives are like, well, here's your budget.
True.
And the G8X is what happened. So I think the dual screen accessory, dead on arrival. Just don't even think about it. Don't buy it. It's going to cost too much. It's not adding meaningful functionality unless you are a rideshare driver, in which case you can navigate and watch YouTube at the same time.
That
applies to a whole swath of people there.
It does. It does apply to a whole swath of people.
Unfortunately, it does.
Yeah. It really does. But other than that, no, it's just like there's no benefit to doing this. LG talks like, oh, we're going to have like gamepad controls. Maybe for like some kind of crazy mobile Fortnite junkie who wants a digital gamepad that folds up in their pocket, like kind of like, you know, Nintendo 3DS, but it's a screen. I guess that makes a little bit of sense. So there's that. So you've got Uber drivers who want to watch a movie while they're getting you to your destination very safely. And Fortnite players who aren't just bothering like with a gaming laptop or, you know, just playing on an iPhone with a Bluetooth controller. So I'm not sure that there's a real market for this phone. There are theoretical markets. Also, it weighs like 100% more than a Galaxy Fold, like with the attachment on.
100%? Well, you dropped off a little bit there.
It weighs about 30%.
30%.
So it's hefty. It's a big phone. I think it's 300. Almost 330 grams in the Galaxy Fold's like 260 or something like that.
Yeah, you call maybe it a, like 20. You call it a chunkster in your write-up.
I do. It is a chunkster.
It's a technical term.
Yeah,
it is a technical term.
It's a metaphorical chunkster.
Honestly, not quite as thick as the Galaxy Fold. It's like a half millimeter thinner. If that really is something that interests you, I just don't see the other thing. Like LG talks about that picture Jason's going through there is like basically the idea like that can be a modern day touchscreen sidekick where you've got the screen, you've got the keyboard on the bottom, you got your messaging on the top. But the problem is Android software has been designed for portrait layout for like, I don't know, ever. And so all apps and landscape look bad. There's just not, unless it's a game or a video player, it looks bad. It uses screen real estate badly. It's also an ultra wide screen. So there just is no vertical space to begin with. It's not a good solution for that sort of thing. So I think LG is getting desperate and it's not a good look. This phone's going to be way too expensive with the attachment. They haven't released pricing yet that I'm aware of, but I believe the V50 with its attachment was something like $1,600.
Ah!
It was a lot. This will be cheaper, I'm almost certain, but it's not going to be cheap.
Mm.
So the other, like, then you end up okay, so maybe the dual screen attachment thing is lame. How about the G8X just as a phone? You take it out of the attachment. Is it a good phone?
Right.
It's fine. It has a big battery for what it is, 4,000 milliamp hours, which is reasonably big. But there's nothing about it that stands out. And also LG's atrocious software update record, the fact that their cameras are very much middle of the pack. They're good, but they're not amazing. And they have a newly designed software layer. It looks fine. It's an aesthetic update. It looks better for sure. But there's nothing about this phone that, you know, cries out and says, buy me. Unless you're a audiophile. And so basically that would probably be why one would be trying to decapitate me right now is because it has a headphone jack and the LG quad DAC,
yes,
which are very important things. So that is one weird little small audience that LG can still say they're catering to that Samsung and basically any phone that's not the iPhone can claim. I just don't think this phone really exists for a meaningful audience though. LG lost the plot a while ago, and it still hasn't found it.
Still searching.